I would like to thank the panelists for their very useful intervention. I think one of the central themes that have come out of the conversation so far is that businesses and societies are integral to one another. The relationship is mutually reinforcing, as Mr. Paget-Turkot explained. But the other point that I think emerged quite clearly from the interventions was that businesses need to go beyond the do no harm principle. So the UN guiding principles of 2011 set a fitting foundation, but it was a foundation that was centered on the do no harm principle. And what I hear from the panelists is that businesses have to be more proactive rather than simply refraining from doing harm in their businesses. Businesses have to actively contribute to ensuring that their operations promote human rights. Related to that is a point that was made about the connections between business operations and sustainability. I'm pleased to hear that the SR, Special Rapporteur on the Right to Development, is thinking of developing a series of policy briefs that will provide guidance on how businesses can align their operations to promote sustainability. The commentaries on the legally binding instruments, the positive expectations that panelists have expressed, and the caution that we've also heard from the panelists, I all think are useful as we proceed with this conversation. Issues of sovereignty have been raised. Crucial issues of the role of business. I heard that businesses cannot replace states in terms of being the primary duty bearer for human rights. But I think that there is a conversation to be had about the increasing role of businesses in the affairs of states. You know, we live in a world where some businesses are actually more influential than states, wealthier than states, command more influence among national populations than states. So I think it's an important conversation that needs to be had as to what the responsibility of business should be within this scenario. But then again, I acknowledge the point made that businesses, when we think about businesses, we shouldn't just think about transnational corporations. Businesses also include micro enterprises, often that are embedded within the community, are integral to the community, are stakeholders within the community. And I think if we take this more holistic view of business, then it's easier to see how they can be complementary rather than being dichotomous, but complementary aspects of this quest for development.
Thank you.